The Inner Cry, Part 37. For Sri Chinmoy, the inner cry is the interplay of self-offering between the seeker and God. We are crying to please God by offering everything we have and everything we are to God. But God is also crying to please us by offering everything he has and is to us. The problem is, we do not fully accept God's offering. In Sri Chinmoy's words, if we can offer everything at the feet of God, then God enters into us with his infinity. When we see infinity entering into us, it is the cry of fulfillment that we see within and without. So, let us cry. Let us feel at every moment the crying need for something that we do not have, that we do not know how to embody. In the inner world, we have everything: peace, light, bliss, God. But in the outer world, we are lacking these very things. If we can pay more attention to the inner world, naturally the presiding deities of the inner world will be more pleased with us. Then they will tell us to use them. They will be at our disposal. If we are really devoted to the inner life, spiritual life, we must sincerely and soulfully invoke the inner guidance, the inmost pilot, the Supreme. We have every right to invoke his light, his peace, his bliss. And he, with his deepest joy and concern, will fulfill our aspiration. He is eager. He is crying 24 hours a day at every moment to please us. But we are not trying to be pleased. Even if we feel that it is not enough, let us now try to be pleased with the thing that he offers us. Whatever he gives, let us take with utmost gratitude. Sri Chinmoy.